Wrapping up the opening set, you're listening to the sounds of Mood to Swing. Music right now from, I believe it's a quartet out of London, Cumulonimbus, or Cumulonimbus. Track we're listening to right now entitled Portable, from a joint venture from the Ninja Tune Camp and the Ombre label. Cumulonimbus is the artist. Precipitation, the name of the EP, one that's very hard to track down. Still haven't been able to find extra copies of it, so do a search for Cumulonimbus. Precipitation, once again, the name of this EP and the track entitled Portable. Just before that, a new signing to the Tiger Beat 6 camp out of Oakland. This full-length entitled Sticky Buttons, and the track we heard was Psychic Shield from the duo known as Eats Tapes. Had a chance to check them out in live performance, I believe last week it was, alongside Kid 606. And so they were good. Good show. Just before that, new release from Dormouse out on the Sublight Recording Camp. Major Changes was the name of his full length. Lulu was the name of the track from Dormouse. And just before that, the fifth installment of the 12-inch series from the Detroit Underground label. Version 7 was the name of the track, and 7 Arc was the artist. Featured Simeon on the MC tip. And opening up the show, brand new release from Subdivision. The track was Promise. We heard the Bad Mammal remix to their newest EP entitled The Promos from the group Subdivision. Just about 20 minutes after 2 o'clock, as promised, big show coming up this morning. In just a matter of moments, we're going to say hello to the whole Droid Behavior Collective as they are here on Mood to Swing for a live performance DJ set and PA type deal. So say what's up, guys.
Holla.
Word.
What up, freaks?
So who do we got here?
The members of Acid Circus and Drumstar in the house.
Okay, so Acid Circus, the duo, the brother duo.
B&B Vargas.
That's us.
And Drum Cell standing tall in the backdrop there.
Yay.
Also knows Mohammed Espinoza.
Mohammed.
Egyptian lover, warrior.
So Mohammed, Mo's going to come up next for, I guess, the first set of the night, right?
That's right.
So you're good to go?
I'm ready.
All right. So if the people don't know about Droid Behavior, give us a little rundown. Besides the fact that you guys have been a big source, I guess, for the LA underground as far as promoting parties, events, now startup label, weekly calendar, magazine, the whole nine. So what are you guys directing?
What don't we do?
Right, right.
We don't pay rent. Oh, man. Well, you know, been around for going on 3 years in September. We got a bunch of parties coming up this summer. Next week, we're doing something with Woody McBride and Hyperactive. August 13th, Dietrich Schoeneman and Tony Rohr. Dietrich, of course, from Prototype 909, old school live PA techno band. September 10th, we got the Droid 3-year anniversary. Adam X will be our main headliner. Nice. Like legendary Sonic Groove, New York crew. And Drum Cell heads the Droid label, so give a quick shout out for that.
Yeah, we actually have our third release on the label coming out, scheduled to hit August 13th.
Okay.
Some remixes with me and Acid Circus. A little bit different than our usual release. It's a bit more on the minimal, quirky side and kind of tweaky at times. Some good stuff. Really looking forward to it.
Nice. And I guess give a shout out to the label, contact info. Where can people pick up the records, the vinyl?
The label's currently distributed by Complete, and which is based out of New York City, and they're actually it's going to be around at all pretty much record stores around the country. Probably be able to pick up copies at Amoeba here in LA pretty soon.
Okay.
They'll be ordering some from us.
And what was that, the date the record was going to drop?
August 13th.
Yeah. Okay, so, and people can go through, I guess it was on the website, Droid Behavior. And
yeah, you could also place orders on the website and online sites like newloop.com. Okay. You know, various other online record stores will be carrying
Juno.
It as well. Juno as well. Okay.
So is this like the third or fourth release, right?
It's our third vinyl release.
Third vinyl release.
We have a CD out.
A CD out as well.
Yeah.
Giveaways planned for tonight too, you think?
From that particular... Yeah, we got some giveaways tonight for the first two releases and also for some of the parties coming up. We got a few free passes.
Okay. Look, someone's trying to get buzzed in. Check that out.
Oh, yeah?
Anyhow, so we got this whole at least hour, maybe hour and a half, depending on how you guys feel. So Drum Cell, representing the Droid Behavior Collective, is going to step to the decks for the opening set.
Sounds good.
And then after that, we got Acid Circus on the live PA status, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so definitely ready to roll. So do stay tuned. It is Mood to Swing. Remember, we got some live performances coming up, as well as your chance to score some tickets and free vinyl. So that's always good for you vinyl collectors. So free vinyl from the aforementioned music from the Droid Behavior Collective. So once again, Drum Cell stepping up to the decks coming up next. So do stay tuned. It is Mood to Swing on this Monday morning, KPFK. Thank you. Sounds of Mood to Swing, my man. Drum Cell, live DJ set representing the Droid Behavior Collective. Do stay tuned for some giveaways, some tickets, free vinyl. Once again, Drum Cell, live and direct in the mix here on Mood to Swing, representing the Droid Behavior Collective. Dig the sounds.
Yeah.
2 minutes before 3 o'clock. It is KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara Live. DJ set from a man, drum cell, representing the Droid Behavior Collective. Do stay tuned. Party's not over yet. Acid Circus is up next on the live PA status. Some free giveaways, tickets to Interface shows, whatnot, free vinyl. It's going down. Drum cell once again. Live DJ mix here on Mood to Swing. Do stay tuned. It is KPFK. 10 minutes after 3 o'clock, it is KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. The program is called Mood to Swing. My name is Steve Martin, your regular host and DJ, wrapping up an enormous slamming, jaw-dropping DJ set from Drum Cell.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming through.
Drum Cell!
Thanks so much for coming through, man. It was amazing. I'm sure a few times when you're driving around in your car at this hour and you catch some random radio station.
Oh, definitely, man.
One of those moments where you got to, like, stay in the car even though you're, you know.
It's been a long
you're
time.
You're at home and you're ready to go to bed, but you got to stay in the car to finish out the set. I'm sure there's tons of people driving around at this time that are just completely bugging out, man.
I hope so, man.
Yeah. What up, late night riders? That's what I'm talking about.
Acid Circus, one half of the Acid Circus duo. They're coming up next, so it's not done. I mean, you got at least another good 30 minutes.
Seek around.
Of music. But I don't know, man. Let's talk about some parties.
Cool.
Some upcoming events. Do some giveaways. Vidal,
Well, do you guys once again, just a quick recap of the parties that are coming up from now to September. Next weekend, we got Woody McBride, DJ Hyperactive, and Acid Circus playing at a free warehouse party.
Free?
Yeah. Definitely check the website for that.
What's that again?
The website is droidbehavior.com, and that should be updated probably tomorrow or Tuesday. We're going to have all new information, complete new content. We're going to have everything we've ever done, from the party pictures, the zine we did, all the records.
A lot of press release.
What's
all our press stuff. Everything that we've done in the last 3 years will be on the website.
What's going on with the magazine? That's once a month?
It's actually quarterly. Me and a few people kind of conceptualized it, and we just did it, and it came out. We didn't really have any plans, and the way we said, we're like, well, if it's well-received, then we'll go ahead and keep going with it. And the first one was really well-received. Got a lot of good feedback, emails.
Is that something,
a lot
that
of good word on
the
street,
dropping off at parties? Or
yeah, we I passed out like 400, you know, physically, either through clubs, stores, or hand to hand, even mailings. Mailed out a bunch, and
there's a lot of good information in that magazine, man.
And there's a lot of contributors in the last issue, from people like Mark Verbose to Eight Frozen Modules, who's local.
Nice.
You know, a lot of locals, but also some of the more like, I guess, international guys that have been part of the droid behavior movement in the last 2-3 years. So the next one will probably be out in November. We're going to make it quarterly.
I wanted to touch on a little bit too. I know you guys are anxious to get on the decks and stuff and whatnot, but
well, we're still fiddling around with the wires over there anyways.
Yeah, I want to talk about a little bit how all this came together, the whole droid behavior collective, what sparked this, how you guys all linked up. I know most of you guys have been friends for a while now, but reading some bios and just kind of background and stuff, it seems like it was kind of sparked by just a lack.
It really was. The droid site will have all the information. Like, the mission statement will pretty much give our history of, like, why we started doing this, about, I guess it was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 4 years ago.
When we all kind of clicked up, we're like, man, we're just sick of this electronic scene in LA. Like, there's definitely something lacking. And for us, it was, the techno movement. It's like, well, no one's doing it, so we had to represent. So we pretty much hooked up with everyone who was, like-minded in that sense.
We started off doing a lot of desert parties in the beginning and just hanging out.
House parties, too.
Always talking about how there just wasn't enough techno around. Mm-hmm. And that we were sporadically meeting people constantly around the city that were like, oh, yeah, I'm into techno, I'm into techno. But
same frustrations, too. They had nowhere to really have an outlet for it.
So we just decided to, like, go around and just start talking to everybody and gathering as many email addresses and contact information, trying to bring everybody together and just trying to...
I'm curious as to something. Is that how it's always been? I mean, when you guys barely started going into parties, did you guys have that same feeling where... Or was it something that happened somewhere in the, early 2000 or something like that? Because personally, I kind of feel the same way. Just in general, L.A. kind of feels really segregated sometimes.
One major thing about L.A. is, like... They were really never educated on the whole, like, Detroit techno thing. Like, that was really never a part of LA history. I mean, a lot of people here in LA, you hear techno, they're like, oh, James Brown is dead. Pac-Man song, Tetris, but techno was around before that, and they don't know that. So, like, really, that's what we're doing, is educating people. And, like, it's actually even broadened more than techno. And, like, now we really try to include everything that techno has influenced and been influenced by, like, you check out some of our lineups, we're trying to bring in people like Daedalus, Elliot Lip. I mean,
I know Elliot Lip.
You know, we're trying to bring like all kinds of different things that are kind of techno influenced, not necessarily techno, but different techno influence. But
yeah, that's what I wanted to add too. It just seems like in LA, there's just a lack of all things kind of indie as far as electronica with IDM.
And we're all kind of in the same boat, so we know we all understand that. We try to support them because they're doing the same thing as we are.
Yeah, I mean, just for instance, I was at the Kid 606 show at the Echo, and Knife Hand Chop was there, and there was hardly any turnout, you know. And it seems, I think last time when you guys had Autobahn Shrek months back, I mean, that was what sold out.
The BLM party,
But you know, it's kind of like hit or miss sometimes, and it's kind of disappointing you know, I was totally psyched on Kid 606, and nobody rolled out to it.
A crazy thing. I mean, really, it's like,
What's up, LA?
It's up to the promoters, honestly. Like, if you don't promote, you ain't gonna get, you know what I mean? You really have to promote your, you know what, off to get anything to happen. And like, honestly, that's what we do. We do that 24/7. We're just like pushing this music hardcore, like on all levels: the magazine, the label, the parties, the newsletter, word of mouth, you know, emails, message boards, whatever. Honestly, like anything under the sun, we've tried it and we're doing it.
Nice.
So, and it mostly works.
Well, interface parties are every single time I hear it's sold out tickets.
We try and pack them. I mean, there's definitely ones that were like completely over capacity,
just completely out of control. But.
Yeah, and we're hoping these next ones are on the same tip, you know, because I mean, there's nothing like that. You know, there's nothing like that feeling. So
yeah, we've been fortunate to have some really good events and trying to keep that streak going.
It was the community coming closer then, hopefully, right?
Definitely. The community is coming closer. There's a lot of promoters working together now. There's a lot of cross promotions going on. And, you know, just trying to push it all together all at once. So
dope, man. I'm really proud. Glad that you guys are doing this for LA and just for music lovers in general, for people who are not exposed to this. And just good to see people start up, you know.
Yeah,
thank you.
From homegrown status,
it's definitely,
you know,
a grassroots movement.
No doubt about it.
To everybody who's coming out to our parties, because literally without them there wouldn't be anything going on right now.
Omar, where's Omar at?
He's right there. It's like he's been like a number one fan for the past 6 months.
I know, man. Every time I come in to do the show here, he's got one of the flyers and he's like, hey,
Omar's pretty
loyal.
You're gonna go
and I'm like, he's up on it.
Yeah,
more so than I am. He's hardcore. He's one of the followers.
He's definitely
one of the droids.
Yeah.
Right?
Trying to build our own little army.
Definitely. So before we keep going on, let's do some giveaways, what you guys want to do. Some vinyls, some of the ticket giveaways. I don't know. Break it down what you feel, what you guys want to do. And
I guess
how
the
many.
First three callers. First caller will get Droid 1. Second caller will get Droid 2. And the third caller will get guest list to, you know, a pair of tickets to August 13th Interface 12.0, Dietrich Schoeneman, Tony Rohr, drum cell,
Prototype 909.
Yeah. That's just one room, right?
Yeah, it's just going to be a one room party, that one.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, so the number to call is 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. So was it the four first callers? First three get a copy of the vinyl. Either Droid 1, Droid 2, Droid 3. The fourth caller gets a pair of tickets to the next interface party, which, by the way, usually if you show up on the day of, you're probably going to find yourself outside wishing that...
Find yourself outside getting flyered by me.
Right.
For the next one.
Once again, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. The droids have definitely taken over Mutu Swing, and it seems like L.A. So give us a call, 818-985-KPFK. We just wrapped up a set with a drum cell, absolutely slamming it, laying it down.
Word.
And acid style, minimal
still
style.
To come, we got live PA from Acid Circus, the brotherly duo.
Yeah,
right.
Funking it up.
For sure. So, we're gonna jump back into the mix. Then once again, drum cell. The website. Plug the magazine.
DroidBehavior.com. The magazine is Dino. The record label is Droid Recordings. The party series is Interface. Droid Life. Collaborations with Automatic Static. Collabs. Mechanisms beneath the surface. What haven't we done, man? Seriously.
Upcoming releases for the label.
Droid number 3 remixes with Acid Circus, and Drum Cell Side A is a track that me and Acid Circus did together, and the other side is two solo tracks by Acid Circus. Some really good stuff, man.
Good.
Also, Subject to Droid Volume 3 by DJ Bone features four tracks from Acid Circus. Amazing mix CD from DJ Bone. Like, seminal Detroit techno DJ, just three decks, banging it, ripping it, freaking it, you know. And he's got all our tracks on there. He's got stuff from Ben Sims, Big Boys, Mark Williams, mm-hmm. Mark Broom, D-Tron, Aaron Carl, like Mad Detroit Fools.
Yeah.
He's got some pretty heavy hitters, and it's all unreleased tracks.
Nice.
So this is like a hot CD to get. That should be out by the end of the month, so definitely look for it online. Subdetroit.com, I think, is a website. So,
speaking of DJs, we got to give a shout out to Subversive, I guess.
He didn't make it tonight because he's sleeping,
laying in bed, sleeping on it.
Wimp. He works early in the morning.
So do I, but you right. know, I don't stop us, man. Yeah.
We're too bad, man. That guy really rocks it.
Yeah,
he
he's actually pretty tight.
Tracks. Okay, he's awesome. So, if you guys get a chance, come check me and him play out back to back on August 13th.
So. August 13th is the date for the next party. This is a lot of information that we're throwing at you,
yeah.
But the main, the main connect you can make is the website droidbehavior.com to get links to the label, magazine. All that stuff to sign up for the weekly newsletter.
Yeah,
it's a great newsletter, by the way, online newsletter they send out. Is it pretty much every week, right?
Yeah, it's every week. It's got event information. We got a lot of free music on there. Lots of global techno news, links, interviews. A lot of the interviews we produce ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
One of our main workers, Bijan, who's like a huge part of it behind the scenes. He completely did the website. Helped out with the zine big time, does all the interviews and a lot of web stuff. He helps.
And don't
big
forget
time.
The secret fun link.
The secret
the
fun
end
link.
Of the newsletter. They're
secret
the best.
Fun link at every end.
I came across one of those a couple of months back.
Some of them aren't even, a lot of them aren't even work safe, so be warned. But
yeah, yeah.
I have people who email and say, I don't really care about the newsletter. I don't care about the events.
It's all about the secret
or the,
fun
yeah,
link.
They just want that dumb joke from Vidal every week. Like, what kind of dumb stuff did he find this time around?
I should add, too, you know, if the sounds that are coming at you are new and fresh and you're definitely curious, the newsletter, do pay a visit to the website. Mm-hmm. Sign up to the newsletter because it's a great introduction to some parties and events. You know, if you're not hip to a preview as of yet, it's a definite source of some new music for you.
Yeah, we promote, I mean, we don't just promote techno on the newsletter. We promote, like I said, everything that's techno influenced, mm-hmm. IDM, electro, acid, tech house, you know, just... The more underground stuff,
all
the darker
things,
stuff,
dirty,
the more
gritty,
edgier stuff.
All things dirty, gritty, electronica.
Yes.
That's what
yes,
the show's
please.
About.
Bring
seriously.
It on, baby. Bring
seriously.
It on.
That's a good show it is.
You know?
That's awesome.
So, okay. Big thanks, Drum Cell, once again, for coming through.
Thank you
amazing
for having
set.
Me.
And
really
I'm glad that you guys all rolled out this time.
Thank you for having
the morning.
Us.
But there's definitely people listening out there. You see the lines blowing up. Omar's
Woo.
On the horn getting
work
the winner
it, work
straightened
it.
Up. So, once again, 818-985-KPFK. 818-985-5735 and see if there's any vinyl or tickets left. So give us a call. And Acid Circus is coming up next, right?
Yes. So stick around, check it out. We're gonna go on in like 2 seconds.
Okay, we'll all come right. back and we'll say bye.
All right. Cool. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So do stay tuned. It is Mood to Swing. Acid Circus is up next on the Live PA. Sounds of Mood to Swing. Monday mornings 2 a.m. to 5:30 is KPFK.